the Messiah, to end with a Dvar Torah on the parasha, the last week's parasha, on the parasha of Vayetze. There seems to be a redundancy, a repetition of a pasuk, or a stira in the pasuk. In the Yaakov fell asleep in the Makom Hamoria, the Yikach Mavnei Makom, the Yosem Rishoyis, and they went to sleep, and he dreamed. It says, the pasuk says, Vayiketz Yaakov Perek Chavchetz Pasuk Tezayin Vayiketz Yaakov Nishnosoi Vayoyimah Achen Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh V'anoichne Lo Yadati. If I would have known Hashem is here, I would right. Vayir Vayoyimah, how could I slept in such a place? V'anoichne B'makom Hazeh. But he was a Yiketz out of the pocket. This wasn't a place for him to be sleeping. Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh Vayir Vayoyimah V'anoichne B'makom Hazeh. Enzekim Beis Elokim. This is the Beis Elokim. Is the Shar Shamayim. He had those giluyim, those revelations. Hashem gave him a derech le-nevuah, and he understood what exactly this place was. This was the Hamoria. This was the place that Hashem was hushta soilam. This was the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world from. This was the this was the makom of where Hashem la'asid was going to create the base. This is what's called the Shar Shemayim, the base of Elokim. Next pasuk says, "Vayashkim Yaakov baboikev v'yikach asa even asher somer asher yisov." Yaakov woke up baboiker. Seemingly, if you learn it kipashtusa, you learn it the simpler way, you'd say he went back to sleep. Then how could that be? He went back to sleep. The pasuk says, "Yikitz Yaakov." He had a pachad. How could he sleep in such a place? Then it says, "Vayashkim Yaakov baboiker." So the Rambam already brings down from the Pirkei de Belazar. It says, "Hishkim Yaakov baboiker bepachad gadol." He woke up with a pachad baboiker. V'amar beisus of Kishbaruchu makom hazeh. This is the bias of Kishbaruchu. And he brings down the Chazal. Which the Pirkei Avos seems to say it's going on the whole Yerushalayim, the Zeh Shar Shemayim. Shar Shemayim Patuch L'Shmoy Tilos Shal Yisrael. And Miyad it says Yishav Yaakov L'Lakad Avonim V'Hemshach Yizmo L'Lakad Avonim V'Asher Somer Shal Yisrael and he made a Matzeva. So seemingly when Yayiketz Yaakov Shnosa was not earlier, it was the same Baboiker. It was V'Yashkem Yaakov Baboiker. But then there's a redundancy. And it says again, it happened at the same time. And now we have to understand why the pasuk were divided into two halakim, two separate things. It's the same thing. Why is it the same again? Rashi brings down the Chazal that says Yaakov Avinu, when he passed over Yerushalayim, then he paid attention. He realized he passed the makom that the Eivushi Spalu Avosov, and then he was all of a daiso to go ahead and be choizer to Yerushalayim. So then there was a kvitzas aderech, which is a machlokes exactly what was the kvitzas aderech. Was it he moved, the makom moved to him? Machloikis Rishonim. But there's a kvitza derech, meaning Yaakov Avinu understood, the Gemara says, that he missed. This is a makom, she's followed by a voice. He understood what Yerushalayim was. He understood there's like a yitzav gear. He understood this was the makom. So what was this chadish to Yaakov? And he says, Vayir Yaakov, Vayikitz Yaakov, Vayim Achin Yesha, Hashem Makom Hazeh. He didn't know. He knew this was the place he's followed by a voice of. So I saw in the Pirish a sefer called Divrei Shol. Divrei Shol, Yosef Shol Natanzin, was from the Choshev Achoshev Bidoili Apoiskim, 150, 160 years ago. Yosef Shol Natanzin, in this Pirish on Chumash called Divrei Shol, says that there are two ways that Kedushas Chal. One is what we call Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. It's chal because we're koveya, we set up, this is a place for us to learn, to daven, and it comes from us. We created the place to be a makom kodesh. The makom she's followed by a voice of, they created a place to daven. And with that, the kedusha came machmason, it came because of them. The din is, the Gemara calls it a base of the Rabbanim, which is in the Shulchan Aruch, a base of the Rabbanim, a base of Medrash, that the Rabbanim learn in. They're allowed to, the Rabbanim, whom that's their ikar makom, that's their place, allowed to rest there, allowed to sleep there. This is not for everyone, but the Rabbanim, they're allowed to sleep there. Why? It's called Beis HaDarabbanim. The Kedusha came, Machmasam, the Kedusha came because of there. their actions, and therefore they're allowed to sleep there. Explains the Divishal, Yaakov Avinu understood that this was a Makom Kadosh. But he thought before his revelations there of the Nevuah that it was a Makom Kadosh Machmas, the Tefillah of the Ovis in that place. That was Meyuchid, the Tefillah Asam. It was a Makom Meyuchid, the Tefillah Asam, so therefore it was Kadosh. That's called Beis HaDarabanan. That's like a Beis Medrash. It was allowed for Yaakov to sleep there. He was allowed, Makom, he was allowed to sleep. What was this Chadish Loi was no. This Kedusha is Kedusha, the Kedusha is what's called Kedusha V'kaima. This is the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash. This is where Hashem is Mashreh Shechina B'tachtoinim, regardless of what the Ovis did or what the Ovis didn't do. This is the Makom HaKadosh in the world. Eretz Yisrael's Kedusha, the Ramban in one place is because it's the Makom where it comes from, the Heichal Hashem Oymed. Comes from, the fact is that it's the Makom, it's a continuation of the Kedusha from the Beis HaMikdash. And there are other Makomis that the Ramban seemingly says that the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Chal Machmas the Mikdash. The Rambam says the Kedushas Yerushalayim is Machmas the Mikdash. And the Ramban is even Mashal, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael comes in Mikoyach the Mikdash. So in Mela, Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Kavu V'Kaim, it's there. Whether we're there, we're not there, it's there, the Kedusha is there. And Hu Adin also is going to be Yerushalayim for sure, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom, Anoyu HaMakom HaZeh. He saw what Makom this is. And to the Kedusha is there, Mi'ikara always was there. And therefore, it says, that was what he woke up with, the Pachad. So I thought to say that really, there are two steps to his waking up. The what would have been without the Giluim, and what was with the Giluim. If he wouldn't have had the Nevuah, Yaakov would have woken up in the morning, possibly, the Ashkim Yaakov Aboiker, the Yikach Sa'av Nashir Samar Shoysav, the Yasim Oysamat Seva, he would have done all that. Very possibly. But with the Nevuah that he experienced and he saw, he understood that Yikitz Yaakov Mishnosa, this isn't a base of the Rabbanon anymore. This is something else. It was a Torah that he understood there was only a base of the Rabbanon, something a lot greater. It was the base of Migdash, it was what's called the Shair Shamayim and the base of Lukim. That I didn't know. That information he didn't know, that he didn't realize. So therefore, the Pasuk divides the Shtayim. The Yashkim Yaakov Aboker would have been even without the Giluyim. That would have been, he understood there was a Makom Miyuchad, there was a Makom Miyuchad, the Tvila, a Makom Miyuchad, a special place for Avodah. But was Nischadish to Yaakov, was a Yikitz Yaakov, Mishnos, Yom HaChen Yesh Hashem, B'Makom HaZeh, B'Anoch Lilo Yedati.